But I had to officially keep messing up and keep hitting rock bottom to understand, like, for me to even be present and understand that the goodness of life is just really the journey, because I was such a junkie for, like, there had to be something bigger. There had to be, like, extremes.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Good morning, Evans.
Good morning, Lori.
Oh, it's a good day.
It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles, California.
Look at that. There is sunshine coming in. It's like reflecting off of her blue eyes. It's just dreamy.
It's magic.
Hey, guess what? We're out of Mercury is no longer in retrograde.
I think I feel it this morning. I feel better.
Yeah, for real. I don't even like follow that really unless here's when I follow it, when I'm like desperately looking for something to blame outside of myself.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, let's check this out.
Yeah, the planets.
The culprit is the planets, not me being an asshole.
Nope, never is. I do that too. They're, when someone's like, oh, Mercury's in retrograde, that's why. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. It wasn't because I'm just like failing miserably at life. I'm just kidding. Okay, what's new with you?
Oh, man, so much is new, you know. Where do I even start?
I was like, wow, these 7 days have been really productive.
I went to my first soccer game. Oh. Have you ever been to an LA soccer game
Why?
Before?
Did you adopt a child or something?
Yeah, I'm the soccer mom now.
The kid doesn't know it, but I go and I picked lucky number 13 and I cheer for him every week.
I bring him orange slices and he's really weirded out.
Oh, Joshua, stop yelling at me, lady. Orange slices. Oh my God. That just brought me back to elementary school. I put orange slices in your lunch.
You better eat them.
Yeah. They better be the candy ones. Okay. So you went to your first soccer game. Yeah, I have never been.
A professional one. Have you ever been to one?
Well, I dated a guy who played soccer. So.
Oh, then you know all but about I've, it.
Well, not really. No.
Well, the energy of soccer games. It's so fun.
You know, when we were in Spain, we stopped at this soccer field.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know who was playing or what was playing, but it was older. Right. It looked like maybe college guys or guys in their, I don't know, mid-20s or something. Mm-hmm. But they were so good. It was actually quite entertaining because it does move so fast.
Move so fast in the crowd, the cheering that was going on. They did these cool cheers and dances.
Like
and
what?
They would just, I know I can't remember what the cheers were, obviously, but they would like all like, move.
Balls, balls. Everyone's got balls.
Balls, 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 balls. Just, it was that the
spinning
whole time.
Balls, kicking balls.
That's exactly what it was.
We should be soccer cheerleaders.
We really should.
Oh my God. We could make There's outfits that just it. Look like soccer balls. No, you and I will just wear the round circle soccer ball with our legs sticking out.
I think it would be great.
I don't think we'd get turned away because we'd be like, look, you guys don't have cheerleaders. We're clearly ready to go.
Yeah, let us in.
For free.
I feel like they would be very accepting.
Do you think so?
I think the soccer community is an accepting crowd.
I think if we could get the soccer ball suit through the, what do you call it, the metal detector, we'd be fine.
As long as we get through there, it's smooth sailing.
So you did this like no alcohol, it was fine.
Yeah, I did. I actually had like, a coffee at the game.
Oh my gosh. So that's really telling. Okay. That's
good to know. And in California, they have that like fancy coffee at soccer games, which is ridiculous.
I love California.
Me too.
You want to know why? For that reason.
Exactly.
Because when I go somewhere, I'm like, you know what? I know that I'm at this flea market, but I need a kale salad right now.
And there is one.
Yeah.
They're like, it's really good.
Yeah. What other superfoods would you like in here? I'm like, I want all of them. Do I look like I don't want to feel super today? All of them.
All of them.
Make them in a shake as well. Thank you. Fine. Great. Do you have your quote?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's by Ann Landers. Remember Ann Landers?
Oh, yeah. She had a great column, correct?
She did.
Hey, I like the ruffles on your shirt today. Oh, I didn't even notice. That's so cute.
A little ruffle.
She's got a cute striped like Old Navy shirt on with a little ruffle at the top.
Yeah, it's like a little princess ruffle.
Now I want you to eat ruffles today as well and just sit there and be like, what do you think is similar about me and these chips?
The ruffles.
You get a chip.
I do like those Ridge ruffles are good.
You think?
I haven't had them in forever.
Well, today's your day.
Today I'm going to find
them. I don't think you'll find them today in California, though. You'll find a kale chip, though.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Ruffle chip.
Yeah.
So, Ann Landers, she said, and I really liked this, opportunities are usually disguised as hard work, so most people don't recognize them.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! I would say every time.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy about how you're like, you have this idea, this thing that you want to do, and all of it takes planning. Even stuff that you want to do on the weekends takes planning.
If you want to do cool stuff.
We went to an escape room last weekend again. I'm like an escape room nerd.
You're loving the escape rooms.
It's ridiculous. It's because you feel like a private investigator and like you're a part of like, so this was Grandma's master plan and she was a bank robber.
Grandma was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love the
things. And we had to figure it out. It was so funny, all the different things that would pop out of like her sewing room or her like.
You got to, it was a sewing room?
It was, yeah, it was like her little room with a kitchen and it was crazy. There's four different rooms that you have to solve mysteries in.
That's so cool.
Not an ad, but go. Okay, my quote is by Albert Camus. Are you ready for this one? Because this one just like knocked my socks off.
I'm ready.
All right. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me, there lay an invincible summer.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, like no matter how gloomy it gets, like there's always going to be a summer. It's just really relying on, and especially this made so much sense to me because I am from a place where it was for real, 8 solid months of like a good winter.
I don't know how you did that.
You lose faith and you're like, wait, no, the world has to keep turning. And you know summer is coming, but the depths of winter are just like, you can get so really desperate. Yeah. So summer's to know. Summer is coming. It's unless you are a Game of Thrones fan right now, then winter is coming.
Yeah.
So I tried to watch it again and I watched part of it and then I diddled on my phone.
I have never watched it either, but Adam says we need to. Everyone says we need to.
I'm still, so I've watched plenty of them and they're, I could see how if my attention span was much better that I would like them. I'm really into her hair though. So I really enjoy all of the braids. Like, so I kind of just like looking at the hair do different things on the television. Yeah. I'm like, oh, now the hair is slaying a dragon. No, she wouldn't slay a dragon. Those are her children.
She would never do
they
that.
They did ride a dragon in this last one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It reminded me of, have you ever
your childhood?
Yes. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. I'm not even going to go down that path. All right. Do we have a review of the week?
Yeah. And it's really good. The review of the week comes from Sarah Papa's 1991.
Sarah Papa's 1991. She must have graduated then. I'm just kidding. It's probably her birthday.
We were like 12. It's fine. She said, anytime I need a therapy sesh, I just tune into this podcast here. I was lost until I discovered Lori and I recommended this and I recommend this podcast to anybody who wants to better themselves and their lives. I always end the episodes feeling amazing and have learned so much. Do yourself a favor and start listening now. 3 exclamation points.
Love you.
Sarah Papa's 1991.
I had no idea that Evans and I could be your ways. I just pictured her out in the desert wandering and like finding this on iTunes and being like, turn right.
Now
if
I know
you
where
feel
to go.
This way, turn left, walk straight for 2,700 miles.
Then you'll be at the beach.
And then everything is good.
Everything's
again.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to the beach lately?
You know, I have not been in a swimsuit to the beach, but I've like ridden my bike near it.
I think that you should get a bikini, Evans.
I think I should too.
Because I know that I've traveled with you. And
I was like, I'm not taking my cover up off.
I've got a bathrobe on. Just kidding.
I have a onesie.
I was like, I just want to get some like cute vintagey. Yes, I am the weirdo who's like, let me get some cute pictures of you like in your swimsuit on the beach.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, it sounds like I'm a crazy pervert. But
you're not.
But I was like, I love taking photos and let me get some of you. And you were like, F off, Lori. I don't want pictures of this carnival cruise in the background.
I was thinking about how we went on a cruise. That was so
crazy. Last week.
Yeah.
So you guys, if you weren't around for it, we went on, she, how do you say that? Not partnered with me. She came with me. I'm just going to use the regular word. She came with me to on the Oprah cruise where I spoke and yeah. Accompanied. I was looking for the big girl word.
I was your
word.
Escort.
Well, you're my as well. Well, I didn't pay for it. Well, kind of. She was working for me at the time.
Yeah.
So kind of. And the cruise was a little rocky. And we got a little sick.
Yes.
And it was 7 long days on a boat with a lot of awesome people.
A lot of awesome people.
Yeah. But 7 days for us is a really long time.
Yep.
To be on a cruise ship. And I think it's a long time for anyone to be on a cruise ship.
I would agree. Remember those people we met that they were like, this is our 5th cruise in a row. They'd been cruising for months.
I wanted to take their temperature.
Me too. They were just so joyful.
I was like, they have got the sea flu. Yeah. They are delirious.
They love them some cruises.
They love them. They were also drinking yard long drinks. And I'm like, so that doesn't get old, huh?
Yeah.
So just wake up to those rum runners.
Rum runners.
I like it. Like, oh, the Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah.
The drink was called Miami Vice.
With the red stuff in it.
I was like, you are officially Don Johnson after you've had 2 of those. Like,
for sure.
I'm going to get the coral sport coat.
Yep.
It's on. So do you have a question?
I do.
Our amazing listeners.
Yes, there are so many great ones. At Jay Bradshaw asks, how do you discover your passion? I have no idea where to start.
Oh, this is such a good question. So when we put these questions up, I get to see a lot of the other questions, or I get to see all of the questions, but they come in like a floodgates. And that is a question we get asked all of the time. Did you know that, Evans?
No.
Like, how do I find my passion? This kind of reminds me of another question that we recently had, because I think that we're getting so overwhelmed by it because we still have the old school mentality that there's one thing calling us.
Yes. Oh, good point.
How many things have you had in your life that you've like been drawn to that you just kind of leap at because you're like, oh, I like that. Oh, I like that. Oh, this could be good. And I think there are things that highlight what you're passionate about in your life and you have to follow those. But to be honest with you, I think you follow your small interests or your large interests. And those are the stepping stones to something that you're even more passionate about. But it's never one thing. Like if I told you that I was, you know, I discovered podcasting and that's what I was so passionate about. It's like, I found podcasting and I loved it and it helped serve and complete so many of the things that I wanted to do, like connect with people and have conversations. And it's like, even within the podcast, I was like, you know, I feel like I'm missing a podcast where I can connect and just laugh and be a moron with someone. And then I found you.
and here we are.
Like, ding, ding, ding. Another passion fulfilled.
Yeah.
So for real though,
boom.
Keep following in that direction. So tell me about like when you have something in your life that you're interested in, or were you ever overwhelmed by thinking that you had one passion that you were supposed to find and follow and like live into this like sacred contract?
Yeah. I mean, no one says when they're young, they're like, you know what? I'm going to grow up and be in HR. That's my passion. Or maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they do. Yeah. But it's like, I feel like there's this, everyone's like, you have to have one thing that you're passionate about and you do for the world. I just don't believe that. I think that you can serve the world in lots of different little ways. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your big career.
Mm-hmm. You just said something so amazing.
What?
I think that you really understand what your passion is and what your life is about when you can start bringing your passion, your actual day-to-day passion about what you're passionate about into your daily life right now. And I think that's going to like, because the more that I follow my soul and like have all like my dreams come true or goals happen, the more I'm like, you got to be shitting me. It's just about every day.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I'm like, wait, So it's still not about that big picture that I thought?
Yeah.
Wait, so it's not about that dress that I wanted or that purse that I, like, I can just wait. So even though I'm all of the things have now happened that I once dreamt of. And I'm sure a lot of people, if you really look at life, there was a time right now, Evans, when you looked at your life and you wanted, like, you couldn't wait to have all of the things that you have right now.
Oh, for sure.
And we just forget about it.
You forget about it.
You got a hot boyfriend.
He's amazing.
Fiance. You got a hot fiance. You got...
I got a dog.
You got a dog. A dag.
I got a dag.
I got a dag. Wait, that sounds... bad.
It's true, though.
And delightful. You have a dog.
Yes.
You've got a beachside home, basically.
I live on a tent on the beach that I love.
Hey, lots of people do here.
Yeah.
You can't. You could.
You could.
You have delightful health.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing friends. I was talking about how many friends you have. Like, you are like a girl's girl. Like, you have a lot of great friends. And I know that they may not all be here, but I was like... That's so cool. I would love to meet them, actually.
I need to get them out here. I mean, I really don't have that many. I just have a couple real close ones.
Do you have more than two?
I do have more than two.
See, that's a lot. If it's that's together, you make a few.
Yeah.
And when you say a few, that could mean anywhere from three to infinity. So there you go, Buzz Lightyear.
You want another QQ?
I do. And I hope that we answered that passion question because you got to just go in the direction of whatever first interests you because there's no such thing as your big passion. This used to like literally destroy me because I never knew what I was supposed to be. Right. So I think I talked about this before, but I was like, you know, if I don't know what I'm supposed to be, I'm going to do something that makes other people happy. And I'm pretty sure teachers get all the acclaim along with dental hygienists. So I was, for some reason in my mind was interested for a long time in being a dental hygienist because I thought that $40,000 was like this huge amount of money. And I heard it on a commercial once that that's what they made. And to me, that was the promised land. I was like, I'm going to make 40 grand. Everyone's going to love me. Yep. I'm going to work in it. I'm going to have to wear that little nurse costume.
Scrub.
People will like be confused if I'm a nurse or this, so it'll be even better. This was my thought process. So
I love that.
In the teacher thing, it was great until I realized I'm not really like loving being around kids all the time.
Yeah,
so that was hard. That was a big one.
I love dental hygienist. P.S.
P.S. I do love children, just not all the time teaching small children every day. By the way,
shout out to those who have that patience and
shout out to the teachers everywhere.
Seriously,
there is a reason that. I think it was Aerosmith wrote Teacher, Teacher.
Teacher, Teacher.
Or Got It Hot for Teacher. Got the Hots for Teacher.
Oh, yeah. I remember that song. I was like, wow, I didn't know he wrote a song about teachers. How nice.
I don't think it's Aerosmith, but you know what I'm talking about, you 80s babies.
80s babies. Hey, you want a good question?
I would love a good one.
Okay. This is from at Karina Quezada.
Ooh, what a cool name. Karina Quezada. She absolutely needs to be an actress or a magician.
She definitely is.
Karina Quezada.
Karina Quezada. Abracadabra. She's like, don't answer my question now.
You're like, oh my God, turning
you
off.
She just stopped listening. She says, Lori, help. My anxiety attacks are causing fainting spells, and I'm terrified. How do you overcome?
Well, I am not a medical doctor, although I play one on this podcast.
Yes, you do.
And I know that this is not a laughing matter, but for real, I've been there. So I actually can completely understand. There's a few things that I did that I will share because they were, you know, what's funny? I've gotten this question twice and they were telling me like it's causing like fainting.
Whoa.
And this is really weird. And I hope that it's not because I read these questions, but it's been happening in SoulCycle again. Now I'm going to SoulCycle right after this.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, during the arm series where you're sitting, you're not even really doing anything. I get like a panic attack again because I'm afraid of like fainting in the class in the front row still clipped into the bike. So it's funny though. It's all in my mind.
Yeah.
Now it's not in your mind because it does physically play into your body. So when I say that I don't want to tell somebody with anxiety, like, oh, it's all in your head, but it does start in your head and our head informs our body. So what happens for me is I can see myself following the resistance of like, oh my God, what if this happens? This can't happen here. Oh my God, it's happening. Right. It's happening. What do I do? Oh my God, it's happening. And then you stop breathing.
Yeah.
Your body clenches up And your brain goes to worst case scenario. So what I remember is I'm like, let the wave come. Like, it's fine. Breathe through it. As mm-hmm. long as you're taking deep belly breaths, like, you're going to get good the call. Dizzy spell, but like, ground yourself and know that it's a wave that will wash over you. You have to just keep on having faith. Like, this will wash over you.
Yes.
Because it does. It's like a heightened emotion. It spikes. And then eventually on the other side, it kind of calms down. Now it can come back again.
Yeah.
Like right away, like within the next couple minutes. But it's that deep, Rosie Acosta was on here telling me, like, the deep parasympathetic, like, breathing where you hit the lower part of your belly and expand mm-hmm. your stomach and your lungs. So it's like really taking deep breaths through your stomach, putting your hand on your stomach and being like, I'm safe. This is okay.
I'm here.
It doesn't matter. Like, no matter what happens, you're totally fine and safe. It's all good. Like, breathe. It's yes. going to wash over you. This is just a feeling. Like, don't resist it. The more you resist it, like, it's like standing in front of a tidal wave and trying to Ooh. Like make the tidal wave go away. Like, you have to just be like, here it comes.
Yep. Here it comes.
Diving
here
in. Here we go. Like, it's just going to wash over. I'm going to pop out the other side. So that's what I do. I kind of keep tools. Telling myself to, like, you're safe. Like, you can touch your fingertips together so you can go thumb to pointer to middle to ring to pinky. And you can say, this is a Gabby Bernstein thing. Peace begins with me. And it just, like, it's like something that. To get your brain off of what you're thinking. It's really yeah. your thoughts being in the moment of, I'm having a panic attack right now.
Yes.
And also, no, you're not alone. Like, heck so no. many people have this to the point of dizzy or fainting spells. And we can literally tell ourselves, no, there's something wrong with me. And there's not.
No.
It's just that we have literally focused so much on it. Have you had that before?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Anxiety?
Yeah.
For sure.
To the point of Everyday dizzy or faint, like where thing. You feel like you're blacking out.
I don't think I've ever had a true anxiety attack yeah. like that. But I know people who have, and I hear it's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
One tool that actually a counselor that I went to told me was to when you're feeling anxious, think of all your senses. So, like, what am I smelling right now? What do I see right now? What do I hear right now? What do I feel? Mm-hmm. Then just, like, that's a little trick to get you focused on the present moment.
Mm-hmm. Because you are so in, it's making your fears 100% real. That's what an anxiety attack truly feels like, is you have just created the world of your worst nightmare and you are living in it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And no one else knows around you, and you feel like ashamed and scared, and like, what if they find out and you pass out and you're embarrassed and you're on the floor. Okay,
do
so
not be ashamed.
Something I do is I say, okay, big deal, what if that did happen? Like, yeah. Then I wake up and I'm like, all right.
I just
so
fainted.
Here's what I have, and I know that you all have it too, and it's your worst fear, so you can just get over it because it just yeah. happened. I think of that all the time on stage when I'm speaking, and if it happened, I would tell them, and they'd all be like, wait, so I could still speak even though I have this debilitating anxiety? Yes.
Yes, you can.
And the more you face it and the more you get comfortable with it and the more that you state it out loud. So I'm so proud of her for telling us and having, like,
yeah.
I feel like this could be the beginning of really getting over it, or like learning. I don't know if you get over it because mine still comes back, mm-hmm. but learning how to cope with it.
Yes. Learning
and it
some
gets
tools.
So much better. Like, I can still function. I can still yeah. go do that big speech. I can still go do anything with it, knowing, like, yeah, this little a-hole might pop up and I know what to do.
You know what to do. You're going to be fine. You'll totally. Come out the other side.
I'm going to tell people, I'm going to point the white elephant out in the room and pink elephant.
Yeah, it's pink. It's sparkly.
Yeah, totally. It's beautiful. It's like, this is, you have one too. Let it out. Let them all play together.
That's a nice way to think of anxiety.
It really
pain is a really nice elephant with glitter.
And it just wants to play with your other elephants.
Yeah.
Let the elephants play.
Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Twist You're gonna those be trunks. Fine, Karina.
It's going to be great.
That's
how all
cat.
Of our animals sound the same. All of our animals sound like cats.
They are cats.
Do you think we should get a cat for this? But it has to be hairless. I'm highly allergic.
Yes.
People don't like those. I think they're the cutest thing in the entire world.
You could put little sweaters on them.
Oh my God.
Stuff.
We could put a little sweater cat. We would have a sweater cat sitting on this table. I'd take care of it, and other times it wouldn't just be up here. Like,
no.
I hope that sweater cat's yeah. still alive till next
still
week.
Still hanging on. No, you would take really good care of your sweater cat.
I really would. I think Waffles would. Nope, she
no,
wouldn't.
Can't I don't
get
know.
One.
Sorry, guys. Sorry about no sweater cat.
Is that a sweater snack? Mom, it'd have to be big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have another question?
Oh, there's so many. I think yeah. I will ask this one.
I like words.
Oh, this is a cool one. at Cody Tally underscore.
Oh, what is up with these names? Such why was I born names. In 1980?
This is a Cody. I love Cody Tally. What a cool name.
Cody Tally.
Cody Tally. If you could go back and give yourself one piece of advice in your 20s, what would it be?
Oh, it would be that there is no trophy for beer bunging.
That is solid advice. I would need that advice too.
I thought for there sure. was. I literally was like, all of these guys are going to give me a trophy because look at this. This is, you don't need to beer bong a 40, nor do you need to learn how.
No, you don't, but we've done it.
We have. I do remember this one time we had an apartment that was like kind of like a spirally staircase, which was very cool back in the day. Like if you had like a spirally type, it was just like this three set staircase, you know?
Yeah.
And we had a friend who made a beer bong that like went down and around it.
What?
Yeah. Don't judge me. If you're judging me, I'm not even talking to you, Evans, because I know you wanted this.
I'm like, what? I'm not judging.
No, I wanted to be there.
Show me pictures.
But decided that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was the question? What would I tell myself?
What would you tell yourself in your 20s?
This is a tough one because really hard. So many people want to know what would you go back and change. And I look at 20-somethings now and they're like CEOs of companies. And I was the CEO of just totally jacking up my life. So while I would go back and be like, wow, I wish you could experience life like more of what you are experiencing now sooner.
Yeah.
I just don't think I would relate to all the bright people that I want to talk to right now. And I'm sure that there was another avenue I could have taken that would have been amazing. But I had to officially keep messing up and keep hitting rock bottom to understand, like for me to even be present and understand that the goodness of life is just really the journey, because I was such a junkie for like, there had to be something bigger. There had to be like extremes. I was such a junkie for extremes, like whether that was through like drinking or dating or drugs or whatever it was, like that now I wouldn't understand.
Right.
That was my journey.
That was your journey and you're thankful for it.
Yeah, totally thankful. I think I would just tell myself about like so many of my, I just wasn't around really great people. Mm-hmm. So I would tell myself like, I would just remind myself, you're going to have amazing friends and relationships. Like there's nothing wrong with you. Keep going. You're just not in the right spot yet.
Right.
It's part of your journey, but you will have awesome relationships and you will create an environment where the love of your life and your friends can land.
Amen. That's such an adventurous time, your 20s.
How about you? Do tell.
I would say maybe don't be so hard on yourself.
What was your self-talk like in your 20s?
Maybe just around like physical things, you know? I feel like in college and stuff, you can be trying to look a certain way. Yep. And it's just like, don't do that.
Yep.
You're 20. You have the best. Oh my gosh. You can recover so much.
The best body and skin of your life. Yeah.
That's what I would tell a 20-year-old me. Just enjoy this.
Oh my God. Enjoy right now, because there might be a time you look back at pictures and you're like, what was I thinking? I'm a supermodel.
Right. You can have fast food and not die the next day.
Yeah, exactly. God. And you know what? At the end of the day, if you know what I'd say back to my 20s? I'd say wear that t-shirt with the spray-painted bikini on it.
I love those.
Because you're funny and you look great.
Yeah. Just do your thing and
do your thing.
An adventure.
Have some fun. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree.
So any closing words, Evans?
I just think it's going to be a really great week. Wait, it's Thursday. It's like winding down. Hey, it's whatever.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend.
Do you know what I do miss about having you in the house all the time?
What?
Just always that it's going to be a great day. Like you would always be like, no matter what happened, no matter what customer service email came in, no matter what shit was going down, you're like, you know what? It's going to be a great day. And I was like, you know what? It is.
It is.
So I would like everybody to take some Evan's advice today and be like, you know what? I'm still alive.
I'm still
and it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day.
Because just like Albert Camus says, if you're in the depths of winter, there is an invincible summer.
So true.
Hidden somewhere in that body of yours.
It's going to come out.
Yeah. You know what? Everybody should just like thank themselves and thank whatever they believe, wherever they believe they came from. Thank God. Thank whatever you believe that you're here and you're alive today and you get to be in this beautiful game of life with people.
It's awesome.
Because it's just so many people do not have it.
I know. This morning I woke up and I was the crankiest, meanest person.
Oh, I would have loved to see that.
I was so mean.
Could you just put cameras like in your house so I could see you be cranky once? Like, I don't know what you did to transform when you come over to our house every time, but I'm like, I can't picture you cranky, but I legit want to see you just like cranky one day.
So cranky. But then you just... I think it's my dog. When you see your dog who's always so waggy and had a toy in his mouth, it's like, we're up. It's awesome.
Oh my God, it's another day, Mom. I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine waking up like that every day?
Well, no.
No,
not at all.
Me neither.
I mean, not even a little bit.
Dogs do.
Yeah. Waffles. Well, Waffles is getting a little cranky now, but you know, she like if I brought a treat over.
Then she'd be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we're going to wrap up an episode here because Evans has to get to work and I have to get to Soul Cycle.
Yeah. Soul Cycle.
So, tap it back, guys. Tap it back. If you don't know what that means, you need to go to Soul Cycle. Have a good one and
may all your dreams come true.
There we go. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.